So this is Steve Payne at NBC 09 in Hamburg. I'm with Sarek Weber from Celity.com. Sarek, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Hi, Steve. How are you? Celity is an address book 2.0 where you can integrate your contacts from all important sources like email, Outlook, your phone book, Twitter, your social networks like Facebook, LinkedIn, and so on. And it merges all the contacts in, and you don't have double contacts afterwards. So if I have you like on 5 platforms afterwards, I just have one profile with all the data. And I can use it as a communication center. So I can send SMS, I can send status messages, I can send email, whatever I like. And it just helps to organize all your contact chaos.
So we're here at the microblogging conference, and for me there's a close connection between microblogging and mobile internet and mobile internet devices. How do you yourself microblog? Which devices do you use, and how would you like to use it in the future? Which devices would you like to use in the future?
Right now, I have to admit, I still rely on a BlackBerry 88. I know it's not the coolest gadget. I do have an iPhone, and I'm going to look at the G1. But right now, I still, because I like the keyboard of the BlackBerry, I'm using, actually, Celity. Because we developed the first mobile app. It's one of the first that allowed you to Twitter from any device that where Java runs on it. It's a very small little thing. It's Celity Tweeter and it has 30k. But I also like a lot TweetDeck. I like TweetDeck on desktop. These are the two I'm using.
So I showed you the mobile internet devices that we have from Intel here for the MidMoves project. Got any first impressions about those devices?
I like them a lot. I think we have a big tendency. The iPhone and the G1 are game changers in the mobile industry. And from the other side, from the PC side, we have the netbooks. And we will see this year many devices between those two. I guess there will be almost 100. I'm going to Barcelona, and I'm very curious to try them all out.
I'm trying to get there. I might see you there if I can convince my wife I need to take the time off for it.
It's definitely interesting who will dominate that market. Will you see more devices with Windows Mobile on it? Will you see more Linux devices?
What do you see as the kind of limitations with the smartphone at the moment in terms of things like processing power, battery life, web browsing? Do you see limitations, or do you think that it's acceptable for 99% of users?
I think one of the big challenges for the whole mobile industry was, or is, that the devices were not really giving you a pleasurable experience. So now this changes. We need bigger screens, and we need a good keyboard. And we might, because it's just cool, want also a touchscreen. But this is almost like the coolness factor. Mm-hmm. I think if you want to work with your device, you need a good screen and you need a good keyboard. And this is what we're going to see now.
Yeah. And let's hope we can make it small enough to keep in our pocket alongside our...
At least you need to carry it in a bag. I mean, I don't know if you have to have it in your pocket. It's nice, but at least it has to fit in a small bag. So if you can, and it shouldn't weigh too much, and it should have a long battery life. So this is actually what the user wants right now, I think.
Yeah. Well, when we meet at the next microblogging conference in Cologne, are you going to Cologne?
I'm going.
Oh, I live near Cologne, so we'll see each other again there. We'll review the situation, and I'll ask you again about the devices. But for the time being, thanks very much, Sarek.
Thanks a lot, Steve, and I'm curious to see what will be my favorite gadget then.
Thank you.